Well, greetings, my friend. This is Brother Ephraim sharing the wonderful Word of God with you this morning. I want to read in Romans chapter 2, and the title of my meditation this morning is, Therefore, Thou Art Inexcusable, O Man. Romans chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? My friend, you and I are inexcusable. Man likes to make excuses. We like to just make excuses. If we don't want to do something, we justify ourselves. And our hearts are hardened. But God has provided so very richly for all our needs, everything that we need to live in godliness, He has provided through Jesus Christ and through His Holy Spirit, the Comforter. We have creation around us witnessing of a great and mighty God. Man wants to create a God after his own likeness. God created man after his own likeness, but man wants to reverse that and put himself in the position of God and make himself a God after his own likeness. What an abomination. Mankind makes God to be some person more or less like himself that would think like man does and see as man does and judge as man does. And therefore man justifies all sorts of sins and imagines that God would do the same. We have no excuse. We know, we should know, by creation around us that our God, the true God, is so much higher, so much better, so much wiser, so much stronger in every way than what we are. We only live a short span of time. Even if it's 100 years, it's very short compared to the years of the earth. But God was there from the beginning. He created all things that are in heaven and in earth. He has seen all things that transpired throughout all ages, all around the world. And yet, we tend to feel like we know better than God, or maybe as much as God, or just put ourselves way too much on the same level with Him. We are so limited. Whereas God is infinitely unlimited, we are infinitely limited. We have only seen so little, and our power is as nothing compared to God. Now let's turn to His Word. The Bible, in America have it good. We have lived in a country that many of its principles were built on the Word of God, and where the practice of religion is free. And we have the Bible so freely. We have church services. We hear the preaching of the Word. And we have the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came down from heaven to die a death on the cross that we might be saved. And God has His Holy Spirit on the earth, convicting men of sin and drawing us to Himself and guiding us in the ways of God. Are we able to turn away from all these things, to reject the many wonderful, marvelous things that God has done for us, and go our own way, and assume that we will get away with it? What a foolish thought. We are accountable to God, yea, even every idle word will be brought into judgment. Oh, may the Lord help us to take seriously this life, to quit making excuses, and to put our shoulders to the plow, doing the work of God. My friend, may you keep your eyes on Jesus. May you live for Him. May you lay down your life for the Lord Jesus, because that is a reasonable service, and we are without excuse.